He tries rushing me, and there's no time to aim. I fire in desperation, but he sinks out of the way and catches my gun arm. I grab his wrist as he counterattacks with a glowing plasma knife, leaving us in a deadlock. My arms immediately begin to burn, my skinned shoulder screaming in protest. Jovan is stronger than I am. He drives me across the room despite my efforts to trip him up. In the span of a second, he has the advantage, putting me on the defensive in such a desperate situation. This is his years at an elite battle school at work.
"Finally, princess, it's you and me,"
he grunts, shoving me up against the wall. I can't move my right arm, which is still clamped onto my pistol in a death grip. I'm so close to ending him, but I can't move my arm into position to do it. I have to change tactics. I release my grip on the pistol, and the sound of it clattering against the floor catches his attention, just for an instant. I kick him in the stomach, knocking him backwards. It gives me time to draw my knife and attack him. We slash at each other, but his strength works to his advantage again as he pushes my blade arm up and back. A kick to the stomach knocks me to the floor. He's going to finish me off unless I can find a weapon. I see a chunk of metal on the ground, the shard of an old blade. With my left hand, I snatch it and throw it at him like a dagger. It strikes him in the left thigh, slowing him as I crawl out of the way and get back up. I can still feel the blow to my stomach. It's throbbing in protest while acid trails up my throat. I feel like I'm inhaling and exhaling fire. I'm not sure I can take another blow like that. Still, I'm lucky. The shard is crippling Jovan, too. He tries to pull it out, but it's lodged neatly into the muscle. He can't remove it cleanly without severing an artery. He shakes his head and manages a bitter smile.
"I figure this is what your mother wanted. Me and you to the death."
"The trials have nothing to do with my mother." He chuckles.
"You just don't want to hear it."
Isaac moans suddenly from behind Jovan. I risk a glance just for a second. He slumped against the wall, clutching the cauterized stump where his right forearm used to be. His expression makes it clear that this hasn't fully registered yet. When it does, chances are that he'll go into shock. I can't drag this fight out much longer. Jovan cocks his head to the side, just a little.
"Interesting."
"What?" I snarl.
"You're in love with the fringe."
How could he believe that? From just one glance? Isaac is my friend and dear to me, but love? Still, there is a pain in my chest, even as the word hits me and I dare to consider it.
I must seem stunned because Jovan's smile grows just a little wider.